Hello, hello. I hope that you are all doing well. My name is Jackie and I am with Elite Performance. I do sports psychology coaching. I work with athletes all over the world on self-confidence, motivation, de-escalating competition anxiety. I work with them on imagery, just all components of sports psychology. And today it may not be so much of a component of sports psychology, but I wanted to talk about limiting beliefs and what happens sometimes with athletes who do have these limiting beliefs about themselves. All right. So when I say limiting beliefs, right, when we goal set, when we talk about what we are going to do in 5 years, 10 years, whatever that looks like, we are believing something about ourselves, right? We believe that we can achieve something. We believe that we can go out and do something great, or, you know, we aspire to do something in our lives. But when it comes down to limiting your beliefs, that means you're putting yourself in a box. You're putting yourself in a box and saying, I can only be XYZ. I can only be a swimmer. I can only be a runner. I can only be a basketball player. And that's a limiting belief. Instead of saying something like, I am an athlete, you're limiting the belief about yourself that when you're only this type of athlete, that's the only thing that you're capable of doing, which isn't true. You're capable of doing so much more. You're capable of having invisible strengths that can apply to each and every sport. And when you apply those individual strengths to each and every sport, what happens is you find the greatness within you. And when you find that greatness within you, it goes well outside athletics. You apply it into your academics. You apply it into everyday life. But when we say that we're only something, I'm only a runner. I'm biased. I'm a runner. So I'm going to take that example. I am only a runner. That means I am not a basketball player. I am not a volleyball player. I'm not a water polo player. Okay. And some of those things, yeah, I didn't play some of those sports, but others I did. I played all kinds of sports. And so when I say that I am only a runner, I put myself in this box, meaning that I don't believe I'm capable of doing any other things. You're training your subconscious to believe that you are not capable of anything else. And so I encourage you, if you are an athlete and you are listening to this, tell yourself that you are an athlete. Don't put yourself inside of this box, because when you put yourself inside of this box, it's very difficult to get out of the box. Are you an athlete that never gives up? Are you an athlete who is dedicated? Are you an athlete who is determined? If the answer is yes, then why are you only saying you're one thing? You are many things. So when you say athlete, you are tailoring those characteristics of drive and determination and motivation and the never give up attitude and everything that's important to making you who you are. Do not be defined by one thing. Know that you are more than just your sport. And so parents, coaches, if you're noticing that an athlete is saying something, even if they're in your sport, and saying, I'm only a wrestler, I'm only a swimmer, I am only a volleyball player, then I encourage you to have them start switching their language and saying, I am an athlete. And what does an athlete mean? It means a variety of things. That you're not just one thing. Because when we limit ourselves to one thing, we're back in the box. So encourage your athletes to say that I am an athlete. And if they don't quite know what an athlete means, have them describe it. If I were to point to somebody and say, is that person an athlete? And they say yes or no, ask why. Why is this person an athlete? Or why is this person not an athlete? And then use that language that they're using to describe themselves. You just said that they never give up and they're a really hard worker. And yeah, they might not be the best on the team, but you still consider them an athlete. When you say you're an athlete, you are capable of anything out there and you can play any sport at any ability and there's room for improvement. But when you say, I am only a basketball player, and you do another sport, You're not finding joy in that sport. You're not finding that growth and that progress in that other sport because you are saying you are only that kind of athlete. And studies show when we are a one sport athlete, we are more prone to injury. So it's really important that we are working with different sports and different athletics. And if we are a one sport athlete, that's okay. Stay balanced. But start recognizing yourself as an athlete. You are more than just the sport that you play. So I want to hear what your thoughts are on limiting beliefs. And I think that this is really, really powerful. When you go outside your box and you realize that you are more than just the one sport, but you are an athlete that can do incredible things, I believe you can get to the next level. So share your story with me, subscribe, tag me. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, Elite Performance Sports Psychology, and just express what are your thoughts, what are your feelings on this, and where have you seen limiting beliefs? Because I do think it holds you back. So let's stop being held back and reach our potential. Thank you for listening, everybody, and have a great day.